So I was scrolling on the interweb the other day, and then I got a notification from another podcast, the Frocast.
Shout out Frocast. They show so much love to us.
So
man.
Much love, man.
For real. Frocast so much the truth.
Reposting, yeah. You know, stories. I'm like, I have time while I'm at work, supposed to be doing work. Let me go check out the Frocast, man.
Yeah, please go check out the Frocast.
Y'all, hey, when I tell y'all, y'all definitely need to go check it out, man.
They good.
I listened to the episode. I forgot what number episode I listened to. But I like the way the podcast is set up. But when I tell you I was over there hollering, they got a co-host, I think her name Queen Jern.
Okay.
They was talking about the damn Bill Cosby getting released from jail.
Yeah.
And they had the whole conversation about that. When she was talking about these motherfuckers, chicks back in the day talk about they got, you know, abused. She's like, no, y'all get invited to these parties.
Yeah.
I don't care how y'all got. She got this Louisiana accent and shit. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Y'all got invited to these parties. And, you know, say, so y'all was the hoes.
Y'all was
and
the
y'all
hoes.
Was entertainment. And y'all, now y'all back because y'all pussy got turned upside down. She was going in, dude.
True story.
I had to play that bitch back a couple of times, doc. I was in tears. Gotta go here. You gotta listen to that. It was too funny. She went in on their ass.
Yeah.
Was like, y'all at the goddamn Playboy Mansion. I don't care how y'all got invited, but if you got invited, y'all was the hoes.
You was the hoes. You know why you was there. You was the hoes.
You know why the fuck you was there.
You know why you was there to throw some pussy or something.
Oh, it tickled me, man. So shout out to the Frocast.
Shout
man.
Out Frocast.
Y'all, that shit was funny. Y'all do y'all thing.
What the fuck is up, boy? It's your boy Stacks calling in the Nappy Afro. Shout out to King and Queen Jern, Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T, and fuck that nigga MJ Money 9S. Wanna call in and say, y'all now tuned in to the number one rated podcast in the world, nigga, the motherfucking Frocast. I'll be here for another 14 years. Long time listener, been listening since 2007. Nigga, the shot need to end. No point for season 5. Nigga, the Candyman comes out in 2 weeks. Good TV talk for y'all will be the Miss Pat Show on Amazon. Anyway, keep tuning the fuck in every fucking Friday. King and Queen Jern, Be Easy on the editing. I'm out. Boy Stacks. Fuck MJ Money 9S, bitch.
She letting you violate her face. Wop, wop, wop. One leg up, her head off the bed while the rest of her body on. She is sucking off. Now 3 days later, you're in front of her jaw ready to pick up. She like, why you being weird? No, miss, why you being weird to me? You said you wanted to get married. When I say that, when you had your head off the bed and your body on, you was letting me do whatever to your face. No gag reflexes was crazy to me. You said you was going to put the car in your name and let me drive it off the lot. You said you was going to help me fight my demons, you weird bitch. Now I'm tripping, right? Now you ain't say that. You ain't say come get you from work after you did what you did. Oh, I'm just bugging. Well, I'm already here. Come downstairs. I'm not leaving. Nah, I'm not leaving. 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 I'm not leaving.
Hey, what up? This is Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the highest rated podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Jerm, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Jerm Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Jerm Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a.
Mm-hmm.
ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you podcasters rated 2 through 50, all you honorable mentions, all you still trying to catch up with the goats, keep the noise down while I take my robe off so I can show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the Danton, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment on the Frocast on any podcast reader that you use. We own them all, no excuses. We also have a voicemail you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon we can join for as little as a dollar and get behind the scenes exclusive content. And get shouted out on the show like our latest Patreon. We got Michael G and we got Tori L. So shout out to Michael G and Tori L. Thank y'all for becoming Patreons. Y'all could be just like Michael and Tori and get shouted out on the show. We also like to thank all the other Patreons that's in there. You know, we appreciate that. And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancies, there is option D. And what's option D? Retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story. Tag us in the story so we can shout you out again, like Ruler myself, like Sleazy Back Farmer, like 12 Kyle, like Dale P, like all the other people showing us love, man. We appreciate that, man, because sharing is caring. Now, all the pandering is out of the way. Had a surprise for y'all, man. We got a guest in the house today. This guy is a multimedia giant. He's all over your Instagram pages. I mean, he's been on every podcast in the world, so it's about time we got him on here. He's the host of Man Cave and Talk It Up with Dale P. We have Dale P in the building. Dale P, you want to shout yourself out or say hello to the Frocast people?
Shout out to myself for being a hard worker, man. Fucking dope. I'm a dope-ass individual. That's how we going to be there.
He's the Samuel L. Jackson of podcasters.
You say what?
He's the Samuel L. Jackson of podcasters. No podcast he'll turn down. Here, do your show. You got a podcast, Dale P. is show.
That's total bullshit. Total bullshit. I kind of need to start putting it out there that everybody will not. Well, now they know. That's why the tour is like handpicked. I sent it to certain people.
Yes. Dale P. is on a tour right now. And I'm going to let him talk. I'm going to ask questions. I'm interjecting everywhere. But Dale P., tell the Fro Nation about yourself, man. What's this Man Cave marathon tour that you're going on? Explain it to the people.
Man, the purpose of it really is I wanted to genuinely kind of reintroduce what I was about to do and what I'm about to bring different to Man Cave this go around, because I kind of took a break and just did the Talk It Up with Dale P. just stay relevant and still connect with fellow podcasters. But the tour really just comes from hitting up everybody and kind of like seeing where y'all heads are when it comes to podcasting, what pushes y'all to do it, what made you do it, and what is your purpose for doing it. So it's like really just bringing more of a positive light and getting people to take podcasting seriously and understand that you know, once you get this mic on, you have a voice now. So people listen, people gonna gravitate to you. So it's like everything can be fun and games, but I always end up, you know, end the thing with a message at some point.
Man, that's what's up. Because, I mean, people don't understand that. Yes, I mean, whether one person listens to you or 100,000 people listen to you, somebody's listening. And I hate when people get in podcasting just for the numbers. Like, for me, podcasting is therapy. It's therapeutic. I like sitting here talking, bullshitting, you know what I'm saying, making people laugh or, you know, exposing parts of my life. You know, I mean, I'm an open book to just about, you know what I'm saying? So that's one thing. I hate when people get on podcasts and they don't want to open up and shit. Like, what the fuck I want to listen to you for if you ain't going to open up, my guy? Like, that shit's stupid. Yeah. So how long you been podding?
5 years.
5 years. That's a long time. Because a lot of people didn't start podding until the pandemic hit. You know that, right?
That's 80% of this 80% of these people that's doing it now. I mean, shout out to them, but You can tell. It ain't shame in it. I just feel like people just, I mean, they take it seriously, and then some people just get a mic and hit record, and it's like I'm a podcaster. And I'm like,
no, you're not.
No, you're not. You're just a kid with a mic. Yeah, like you're, I call them internet thugs. That's really what they are.
Like a lot of people
behind a mic, and then it's like you just say whatever. A lot of these guys and girls don't even come up with their own content. You use the celebrity content. That's not the same. You're a news reporter at that point.
Exactly. You're regurgitating the Twitter timeline. Like, no. Like, come up with an outline. Don't just have, oh, it's just four friends sitting here just having a conversation. That's not a podcast then. Like, if I can record me and my friends conversation, we have thousands of episodes. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, like, shit, me and DLP do a show at least once a week. We talk to each other. You know what I'm saying?
That's the a case. Fact.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be just as many laughs. So, I mean, you know. But, yeah, man. And then another thing with podcasters, I feel like everybody feels like there can only be one. Like, I don't hope you think that somebody only listens to your show and they don't listen to nobody else's show. Like, no, it's people listen to multiple shows, different kinds. They want to hear different angles on the same topic. You know, you're not special. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's just going to be loyal to your show. Like, nah, I listen to the Man Cave. I'm not listening to the Frocast. Like, no, niggas can listen to both of them. And that's how people got to look at it. It's not a competition, dog. It's enough ears. Yeah, it's enough ears for everybody. Like, it's everybody got two ears. And it's 7.8 billion people on the planet. That's a lot of motherfucking ears.
and that's the thing, though. Like, even we can even get into the supporting thing. I'm one of the firm believers, and I say this openly, like, I probably could ask 50 people who all like to do this sharing shit that they've been doing lately. 90% of them can't even explain what the fuck they sharing. Is that really real support?
It's on a surface level, yes.
It's like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, like
it's like being like, oh man, you old ass nigga, but you real cool though, bro. Like, nah, to each his own. But like I said, I actually do listen to y'all stuff. I talk about it a lot when I do anything. So it's like I genuinely like it. So it's like nothing. I don't know. It's just weird. People is like, it's weird to like another motherfucker show. Why?
I mean, my thing is this.
Your shit dope.
That's exactly. Exactly. I don't like when, like, one of my pet peeves is people that just like, hey, if you need me to be on your show, let me know. I'm like, why can't you just open up a, like, what if my show is about, like, don't come on my show if you don't know what my show is about. I'm not going to come on your show if I, like Dolan might say, if I can't add nothing to it, I'm not coming to your show.
Yeah, that's
like,
a fact. That's a fact.
It's not the point. I'm not going to do everybody's show. I'm not going to, because some shows not for me. Like, I mean, just that's just how it is. And I mean, it's just weird like that, man. So Queen Germ, how do you feel about supporting and, you know, like you have family members and people that know you pod and they don't listen. Do that bother you?
No.
Yeah, it doesn't bother
me. I mean, because for me, I actually have enjoyed it, and on many occasions I've said that the podcast has saved my marriage.
She doesn't mean that, people.
And I do.
She doesn't mean that.
But
that's just for the show.
Yeah, that's show talk, right? Yeah. Okay. Because some people can't handle the truth. Yeah, but I feel like everything happens for a reason. So it's a great opportunity for us to reconnect in ways that we may have never before. But it's like for us to put something down, for us to kind of, you know, see our life and can go back to it and see what we were doing in this time of our relationship or this time of the kids' lives or whatever is something for us. So to me, it's like a audio diary for me. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? We talk about current events. We talk about crazy stuff. We talk, you know what I'm saying? We talk about a lot of different things. So it's fun to me. It was something that I started doing. I used to just pass through when y'all were recording before because I wasn't on the show. Then I started being on the show. I didn't really care. I was just here wasting time, taking up space. Then I actually started looking up shit, being prepared for the show. So I've evolved in the process of this whole thing.
In the quality of the show. And you started giving a fuck.
I mean, it's like I was just doing you a favor.
It went across like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, but then I enjoyed it. And then I took advantage of the time that we had together because everybody's busy. You know what I'm saying? You got friends, you got a job, same thing here. We got kids. So we have this isolated time where we know we come together on Tuesdays and we do the show. So I really, you know, when I started to look at what we were doing here, I really enjoyed it. So that's the reason why I do it.
Look at that passion for potting. Yes, I like that. I like that.
It's like you said earlier, it's therapy, dog. Like, get your, I mean, be mindful with your therapy, but it's still therapy. Get your shit off, but it's one of those, like I said, the supporting shit don't matter to me. I don't, I genuinely show that I don't care. I publicly say I don't care because I don't. I don't give a shit if people support me, share it, watch it, because I'm not doing it for y'all per se. I'm doing it for those who follow. And that's just that.
Yeah.
Mm. They say there's different type of followers out there. Okay. They say you got ghost followers. They say those people never like or comment on your photos. They just scroll past your pictures in their newsfeed and don't really bother to interact. Then you got mediocre followers. These people will occasionally like or comment on your photos, but only if they come across it somewhere and find it interesting. Otherwise, you don't see them often. Then you got frequent followers. These type of followers will like most of your pictures and will stop to read your captions. They find your account interesting and will look for it when they're bored. Then you got dedicated followers. These people are borderline obsessed with your content. they like almost every single picture and will comment whenever they can. They always check to make sure if you posted a new photo. Over time, you become familiar with their username because they appear on your news so often. And, you know, like I said, if you're in it for that, I'm not in it for that. I don't know how many downloads we didn't had over the years. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, I do the show every week, and that's just what I'm doing it for. So I'm, you know, I like having, you know, like Del P, like I said, he's passionate about what he's doing. I can see that. I mean, he has a way to round the people up. Like, if you need something promoted, holler at Del P.
Oh, marketing king.
Okay. He can do it now. So
I just wore y'all shirt. What live was that I did? My last live.
Yeah.
You had to. I gotta kind of spend a block on that one because I want to see if people actually even got it instead of asking me. And that's how you push it. It's like, oh, where you got the shirt from? Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, hey, I ordered Cash App me the money right now. I already got it. No, like, that's how I be getting people. Truly support. Like, Dolomite just dropped this shit. I bought a hoodie right off the rip as soon as he posted it.
Yeah, I'm getting a gray. I had a gray one in my cart. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for something to clear right now, you know, because, you know, niggas stressed around here.
Niggas want to be stressed. Niggas want to be stressed.
Waiting for something to clear. I got a gray one in my cart. I was like, ooh, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I got the black one with his face on it, so.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I seen old Dolly. Old Dolly dropped a live last night. Shout out,
man,
to
him. I missed it.
It's on the dude page, man. You can watch it, you know what I'm saying? But he back. You know what I'm saying? He looking healthy. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to holler at him, see what's been going on. He's been absent for about a month. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you got to. When certain shit hit home, you better.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, you got it. Like I told him, man, I said, home is where charity starts, dog. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how it goes, man. So now, I mean, Dale, is there anything else you want to, you know, tell people, like where they can reach you at on your socials? I mean, you know, if you want to.
Yeah, man, you can get at me on IG at mancave.dalep. That's where I try to permanently stay at to keep the separation from my private page, my personal page, and then the podcast, because I hate they tag me in both as stupid as shit. But now I just try to use Man Cave only, but it's mancave.dalep. That's where you find everything right now until I get back to recording. And just to prove a point, I will be putting it on all platforms just to show motherfucker that I'm a different nigga and we not the same. So now Petty Dell is going to come in and it's like, all right, let's show our numbers. And I ain't buying shit. These are just facts. This is not my first rodeo. People still struggling to get on iHeart. I have a whole show that's on iHeart already. You just got to catch up.
Tell them, DLP. Talk your shit. DLP talk to niggas like, yo, you ain't on Spotify, Dale. You ain't no real podcast. I'm like, oh shit, they coming from my dog head like
and
that.
Shit was mad funny, only for them to recreate lives. Thank you. You're welcome. I don't trip on shit like that because a lot of times when it's almost like if you a good person, right? Somebody's gonna try to find something bad about you. It'll be the stupidest shit. It'd be something obvious. Oh, DLP, that's why you skinny. No shit. Like, you telling me something I already know. It's like, oh, well, all he does is this. No, you're mad because you can't do it. You can't freely do it. Everything is my content. I've never went and grabbed some shit from Steve Harvey or Kevin Hart's show or any other male show out there, podcast, nothing. All my shit is raw and authentic. It's mine. I come up with it on my own.
So what is the Man Cave about?
Man Cave is literally built in base for men to come out and actually be able to talk our shit. And a lot of it now, like with me taking a break and coming back, it's like, yo, I got to change the perspective on a lot of shit. Well, there's things that we just don't talk about, like men not wearing their wedding rings and why. And then it's like,
why you say like that first, DLP? Why you say that first, DLP? That's
what?
Men's not wearing their wedding rings.
That's off the top of my head, bro.
Yeah, but that's ironic.
But it's stuff like that. No, real shit. It's stuff like even that, or, you know, how do men really feel like, do men lose out on marriage? You got to hear these versions for us, because a lot of times everything that you hear comes from a woman's perspective. You don't really hear men talk about marriage, but a woman will, you'll hear women talk about, oh, I got to lose my name. I lose this. I lose that. I got to do this. And it's like, yo, there's a side of us. It's really like time to be like, hey, we're human. We're human just like women. So we're going to even the table this go round. So women are not safe this go round either. Accountability will be given this time. I was nice this last time I did it, where it's like, hey, you know, y'all want to be heard, this, that, and the third. But now it's about accountability, man. You know, y'all asking for change behavior. And then when you get the change behavior, you're not even ready for it. So it's like, what are we doing? Like, it's just time for men to have that platform. That's really what it's based on. And I bring women in once a month to bring them in to have that perspective. Like, I don't like talking about certain things that I feel like women should be in a room. I definitely plan on using one about, you know, abortion and how it affects both sides. But you got to have both parties in the room. Men are affected by abortions. We just don't get talked about. It don't get talked about.
Because niggas don't never share their feelings. So if you don't ever open your mouth and say nothing, then how am I supposed to know you got feelings?
That's why he bring them in once a month. So you can say that.
Yeah.
But the other three, you need to be sitting back listening.
I mean, and I may or may not. I may or may not. But I mean, it ain't
gonna accountability.
But no, it's about the respect, because you ain't gonna say just sit down and shut up.
What
you
say?
Nah. We ain't saying that.
I said that.
Yeah, but if you structurally do it in the way I plan on doing it, is if I give you 2-3 episodes and it's gonna wind up to when the women come in, to where it's like most of y'all are gonna, oh well, I didn't agree with this, which is cool. I want to hear that. But then it's still one of them things like, we're not going to just sit back and just because you feel like you're right don't make you right. You can be right and still wrong on how you handle the situation.
Tell them, DLP.
I mean, that's fine. But I'm just saying, like, a lot of times men don't realize the environment that they have created because they wanted to be the hunter-gatherers. So therefore, when you make people think that the only thing that you're good for is going out protecting and providing, and then when you no longer have those skills or do not perfect those skills in today's society, you mad at women for saying that you ain't worth nothing, but you the one set the bar to say that that's what you were supposed to bring and provide for the family.
So
what am I supposed to do when you defined who you were and now you ain't even meeting up to that criteria?
But that's funny, because all I ever heard in life of a criteria of what a provider is came from a woman.
Well, that's not my life. I can't say that, because for me, my dad, even the conversations my mom would have with us, my mom had a job, but her money was not used for household bills. My mom was a school teacher. So everything that she is five of us. So my dad took care of everything that had to do with the house and living, but her job was to make sure that field trip money was given to kids, you know, whatever the case may have been, buying clothes, getting hair done, whatever. So her money was for the kids, his money was for the house. So that's what I thought was normal. But again, everybody looks at their individual situations,
obviously,
as your point of reference, because that's what you know. But my thing is, in society, even the reason why people justified the men making more money than women was because a man is supposed to provide for his family. So of course he needs to make more money, because a woman is expected to have a man. So it's almost like double dipping. If we give you the same amount of money that a, you know what I'm saying, a man gonna make, then, you know, it's just too much money. But
yeah, but that's being financially taken care of. I think that's the issue. You can be financially stable in the situation as a man, but being a provider comes way more than that. You still got to be a safe haven. You still have to be your wife's diary, your kids. Like, there's other things that need to be added to it. But I think it just gets blindsided, because when you think of providing, the first thing you think is finance. You don't think about
some,
else.
But some men, that's all but they can do. Some men don't even offer nothing.
Up with keeping the house clean, fixing things that are broken, making sure the cars don't break down, you know, making sure you still... the disciplined parent in the household, if that's how it's set up. there's other things that come with being a provider. It's not, finances is in there, but I don't feel like it's a top one. Not with, I mean, you want a great husband or you want a rich nigga? Like, which one is it?
I mean, I feel like some, but again, some men only can give you money.
That's
like,
a fact.
I know men who are, I call they think they are excellent. You call them what?
They beta males. Niggas that only know how to do shit financially is a beta to me.
If you don't know how to fix on your car,
you don't know how to, like, you're just not in tune with your shit. That's how I feel. I feel, and that's why I said me coming back with it is more so like, that's a topic too. Like, it's cool to be a beta male, but you niggas just got to learn to accept that that's who you are. Don't be coming in our lane. Like, that's why you get these, the testosterone between men sometimes is like, that's just not you, bro. You just not, a, like, it's a killer instinct in everybody. And it's in women too. Some women are real in tune with what they want and how they want to get shit done. And then some rely on a man, but that's just how they are. But it's like when you start getting outside of your character, that's when people get on your ass.
Mm. Well, damn. We jumped off the deep end with DLP.
I mean, hey, I'm intrigued.
Yes. Well, we got an outline we got to get into. That was just DLP. Yeah, if y'all like the way this man be talking his shit, man, look him up, man. Mancave.DLP. Is it right? Mancave. Mm. With, I don't know. I, you know, I got
Mancave.DLP. You got it.
Mancave.DLP on Instagram. Look him up. Check out his show. If it should pique your interest if you are a man or a beta male. Beta male. I can't even say that word right because it didn't even sound right coming out my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they exist, check, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot of them out there. Like I said, most niggas these days are, I said, anybody born after, like,
stop it.
I said, after 95, they're like 30% gay. You know what I'm saying? Because these dudes are so, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because I said they like, you know, it is just like.
They don't know how to change a tire, bro.
It's so many skills they don't have. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was, like, kids don't go outside anymore. Boys not at slap boxing, wrestling, you know, none of the arm wrestling, racing. Like, they don't do anything no more. These dudes today are fucking pussy. And I say it all the fucking time. And so just, I don't know what the reason is. Society made them. Like, all the niggas that couldn't get tackled when they were little, they was allergic to grass, they had kids, and now that's what we got. All the niggas that used to get stuffed in lockers and shit, they had kids, and now that's what we got. The kids that say, hey, I'm going to be your boss one day, that's what we got today. Them kids grew up, and they got pussy-ass kids, and it's just.
And then they fucked around and gave them microphones with a keyboard.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And cameras.
It happens, man.
Yes. So let's go ahead and jump in this outline, man. Like I said, DLP, man, you sticking around?
Yeah, I got y'all.
So let me ask you this. Black Lives Matter, man. How you feel about the organization? Not the slogan, but the organization.
Money profiters.
Oh, I'm glad you said that because they just now finally listed their demands. And I want to read these demands. They have 7 demands. Number 1 is convict and ban Trump from future political office. I mean, that's what Black Lives... Yes. Number 2 demand is expel Republican members of Congress who attempted to overturn the election and incited a white supremacist attack. Number 3 is launch a full investigation into the ties between white supremacy and the Capitol Police, law enforcement, and the military. Number 4, permanently ban Trump from all digital media platforms. Number 5, defund the police. Number 6... don't let the coup be used as an excuse to crack down on our movement. And number 7, pass the BREATHE Act. Okay. I need to know, what do any of these demands have to do with Black Lives Matter? Like, I swear to God, the people are saying so many bad things about this organization, all the money they took in and the way it's, you know, secretly hid and all this crazy shit. But these are 7 demands y'all come up with. I need to know. Is this some bullshit, Queen Jern?
I mean... to me, I just feel like they just creating a diversion. Like, where's your W-2s, honey? I want to know where the damn money at, because you talking about all this shit here, you should be able to, if you got as much money as they say you got, you ought to be able to defund the police. You ought to be able to fund the damn police. If that's the case, you can get you some new people out here in the communities that's going to be trained properly and doing what they're supposed to do, because y'all got enough money to do a whole lot of things that you ain't doing.
I just don't understand what Trump and the getting rid of the Congress. Like,
Trump
the fuck
has nothing
to
do with none of this stuff. Trump gonna be dead before the thing. It be time to even come back the election. So I don't even know what you worrying about Trump for. This, like,
Black lives matter is ran by white people. Niggas don't know how to go after it. Now they talk about now look, I don't agree with what them niggas did on January the 6th when they ran up in the Capitol, but that's the way you fucking do it. That's the way you, if you got a problem with the government, you go to the motherfucking problem. You protest there. Don't go tear up a Target. Don't go tear up your fucking neighborhood. Don't go block the highway. I got to get to work, motherfucker. Get the fuck out the way, bitch. I got one more. If I'm late one more time, I'm getting fired. And I got these motherfuckers blocking the goddamn highway. I get to work. Oh, you ain't gonna believe, boss. Niggas was on the highway. No, nigga. Black Lives Matter. Look, y'all got to do better than this. Like, y'all had all this time to come up with y'all fucking demands. And these were your demands? So you don't want to get niggas out of jail. You so don't want
four out of seven is irrelevant.
You don't want reparations. You don't want goddamn free food for any kid that's whatever. Like, do something.
Cancel out niggas' student loan debt.
Hey, look, they're not canceling out y'all student loan debt. Y'all gonna have to pay that
and
shit.
And they're not. I'm not gonna pay them either.
Y'all motherfuckers.
Nah,
that's where you got it fucked up.
Why would they do? That's the number one debt in America. Why would I let y'all off the hook?
And they still ain't getting the money though.
Still, but you ain't getting that new fucking car you want because your credit bad because you owe Sally Mae.
It don't even matter. It don't even matter.
Y'all don't nobody even know who Sally Mae is.
Hey, she a thug. She got that money. Whoever they named her after. Hey, I don't know what the fuck.
They need to worry
about putting our histories in these books. Stop letting these motherfuckers erase where we going, what we've been through, and how we got here.
Well, way we did it. Letting them tell the story. Because, hey, I tell these people you were slaves and all this. And that, you know, that way it keep you down. You know what I'm saying? But tell the truth. Like, yeah, y'all was here. We came here and took over, killed everybody. You know, say that. Say the truth. Don't tell the story. Oh, we brought all y'all over from Africa. Ain't no fucking way all of us came from Africa, nigga. Fuck that shit. I don't believe that shit. But yeah.
Some of y'all look like it.
I mean, everybody came from Africa. That was where the first human body was found or whatever.
That's what the people say.
Yeah, you seen it.
I mean, it's in the book. That everybody likes to throw verses around here, and it literally tells you where it's at.
Not the book that everybody likes to throw verses around, though, but that's all right. I get you.
Yeah. What book would that be?
Man. I have several copies of it in the house.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. It's one of them things, like if you actually pay attention, it tells you where everything is, but people just act naive to it.
They pick and choose what they want. Yeah, they pick and choose what they want to believe about that book, you know. Before we go on, we want to send some prayers to the people in Haiti, man, that another earthquake hit Haiti. I don't think it was as bad destruction as that last one, but it's still bad because, you know, it seemed like Haiti can't catch a break. But I did some research. It's a fault line, like, run right through the country. So that's why it always get fucked up.
And you don't think there needs to be some real plan about exiting that area?
I mean, you just gonna tell me I'm gonna leave.
I'm just asking a question. I'm asking y'all opinion.
I mean, you don't know when an earthquake gonna happen, so why would I leave? An earthquake happened once every, you know, 3, 4, 5 years.
And where are you gonna put them?
Yeah, where I'm gonna go?
I mean, I don't know, but
they don't want Haitians nowhere in the world, man. That's the fucked up part.
Well, they show occupying Florida.
The new ones can get away. Yeah, like, but it was, you know, it was bad back in the day.
I understand, but I just don't think I would live. I mean, that's like any place. I don't think if I had to board up and move around every other year that I would stay there. I don't care what's going on. Like, it's terrible because people are dying. Like, you staying there and then you fighting for your life. Like, I just don't think I would be able to do that.
Shout out to all the Haitian folk, man. Sac passe. Let's lighten up the mood around.
Yeah, lighten it up.
Y'all didn't got on the deep end, talk about all this good stuff and stuff. We sound mature, like some adults and shit, man. Let's take it to the immature side, man. Y'all see any crazy ass white folks online talking about them wash their ass, man? I mean, I'm not surprised.
They smell like wet fucking dogs. That shit annoying.
I'm not surprised. I mean, white people have been brutes since centuries. I mean, they did not wash. That's why perfume is around, because white, they thought they could cover up the smell with cologne and perfumes. They nasty. They used to sleep with their farm animals. And now these celebs, they out here just proud. Like, nah, I might wash every once every 4 days. And I'm just like, y'all some stinking ass niggas. These people that y'all be saying goals to and shit, they don't wash their fucking ass. And we wonder why the corona is around right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's just nasty because anybody who has poor hygiene, it just doesn't make sense for you to even talk about it. You should be ashamed of yourself. Mm. Like, especially if you got millions of dollars, it don't make no sense.
Yeah, my brother's baby.
You can go to the damn dollar store and buy your bar soap.
At least that would be the minimum. The royal penis is clean, Your Highness, every morning.
Right. You just don't want to bathe yourself. Goddamn.
Yeah. Hey, motherfucker, come wash your ass. Give me a old hospital bath. Yeah. Lift me up like I'm getting my diaper change.
God, that shit ridiculous. Like
something, because that's just gross.
Yeah, it is, man. I cuss motherfuckers out at work behind that shit. They'll go use the restroom, come right out the bitch, pass up, wash their hands. I go off.
Man, I've seen a motherfucker take a shit without washing their hands. And I was just like, yo, I was like mortified because I was just like, how could you? How could you take a shit and not wash your hands? Like, did you not wipe your ass? I mean, now if you just, I just don't know, bro. It's just.
How you know they doo-doo?
Because when you walk in the bathroom and you see, men usually stand up using the bathroom.
Yeah, men, I was about to say.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying? So if you go in the bathroom and you see somebody pants bundled down, nigga taking a shit.
Oh, okay.
Not no real man ain't sitting down to pee now. Now I heard these new niggas like to sit down to pee. They say it's less messy. I said, what kind of niggas? Y'all sitting down to pee? Like, come on, man.
That's probably because
they must be little.
Yeah. Huh?
I said, they dick got to be little because the water ain't that far down.
It don't matter. Like, I wouldn't sit down to pee. There is no joy in the world than standing up peeing. Like, there is nothing better than.
But I'm just saying.
That's
like,
a fact.
I mean, especially outside. Like, man, that is the greatest thing. Like, just with nature, you in tune. You out there taking a piss. That's what men do.
Okay.
You don't sit down to pee. Like, what? Stop. So yeah, man, it's just disgusting.
But y'all like to be like them white people. It's some black ones that's around here that ain't washing either.
Hey, look, man, listen, they adopt the caucus ways and they don't understand what happens. You cannot, you know, we don't live like them. Like you can't.
Well, I know it's a strange
niggas
right
here
going
rubbing
on.
Lemons under their arm and shit. I'm like, nigga, what the where? Wash your ass with a lemon under your arm? Oh yeah, the acidity in it. No. Nigga, you are sweating, big sweating. What the fuck is wrong with you? So wash your ass, people, man, so we can get the fuck out of this, man. DLP, last couple of weeks, we've been looking up the blackest cities in America, the whitest cities in America. And this week, we're doing the top 10 Hispanic cities in America, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, after we name these cities, you got to name the top three that you'll live in and the bottom three that you would not live in. Now, this week, we're doing Hispanic. And I'm gonna tell y'all people, it's only like two states, okay? It's only like two states.
Yes, down south. Texas.
All right. Matter of fact, I did 11 just so I could get some kind of diversity in this list because it was terrible. Number 11 is Miami, Florida. Number 10 is Pomona, California. Number 9 is Downey, California. Number 8 is Oxnard, California. That's where your boy Scott live at. The one from Life at the Lockup that was messing with the girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
The crack.
Yes. No, not him. Scott.
The old man that was running behind that lady. He spent thousands
of dollars. Put himself in debt. Number 7 is Salinas, California. Number 6 is Santa Ana, California. Number 5, El Paso, Texas. Number 4, McAllen, Texas. Number 3, Brownsville, Texas. Number 2, Laredo, Texas. and number 1 is Hialeah, Florida. Hialeah has made it number one two weeks in a row. That is amazing. They was the whitest town and the most Hispanic town. How is that possible? I do not know, but Hialeah has done it.
Well,
explain it. You know how.
Yeah, that's in Florida.
You know
but
how. Tell him.
Yeah, well, okay. Hialeah, last week, they were the number one whitest town because all the Hispanics there identify as white. So...
they check in two boxes.
So they number one in a white box and Hispanic box. That is amazing.
That's why they say they let y'all self-identify. Y'all doing whatever the fuck.
Exactly.
Y'all
yeah, that's weird.
So give me a top three, DLP, man.
I'm not even a fan of Miami. I don't know. I don't have an answer, bro, because I don't even know where half these places at. I go back to Texas.
I'd say the fourth.
I go back to Texas, bro.
So you got Laredo, Brownsville, McAllen, and El Paso. Those are four Texas.
Well, the thing with Brownsville, that's the valley, so I wouldn't be tripping by going over there. Brownsville, Texas, cool. I guess Miami, if you just want to be in a party mode, and then El Paso. But
okay. And the bottom three.
I'm not going to Cali at all. Those are different.
So those, so the five Calis, those would be your bottom three with second.
Yeah. That's anything in Cali is the bottom for me. It's not happening.
Wow. Queen Jern, give me your top three.
I said my top three would be Miami, Santa Ana, and El Paso.
Okay. And your bottom three, which you avoid at all costs?
Yes. I would say Hialeah, top of the line, Laredo, and then Brownsville.
Okay. Well, my top three would be Miami. I'm going to go with Pomona, California, and I'm going to go with Hialeah, Florida. My bottom three would be El Paso, McAllen, Laredo, you know, that Big 12 country, because, you know, it's SEC gangbang over here. You know how we do it.
Okay.
So we don't do Big 12. We're still in all these schools anyway, so, you know, it is what it is.
That's true.
We did the top 10 Hispanic cities. It's only right we do the top 10 Asian cities next week. We're going down the road, people. We got to see it all the way through. You got to see it to the end, my boy. And we're going with the top 10 Asian cities next week. So tune back in for our, let y'all know about these ethnic towns. You know what I'm saying? Last question on the docket before we get into that real stuff. You know, that with Queen Jern love. I need to know, was this woman wrong? All right. This is a scenario I seen online. I had to bring it to Queen Jern because she loves the controversy. So she wrote in. She said, my ex-husband called me fussing at me. He recently bought our son a brand new Benz for his birthday and as a graduation present. My current husband had to get to work, so I told him to take my son's car because I had a couple of things to take care of and needed the Altima today. So hold on. Y'all
don't
drive an Altima and
the
son drive a Benz. I already smell bullshit in this story.
But the thing is, either somebody lying or the daddy stunting on y'all ass.
Somebody lying.
The daddy stunting on them.
All right. He ended up dropping my son off at practice and told me to call him when he got out of practice so I can go pick him up. I overslept and missed my son's call to come pick him up. My son called his dad, but his dad was out of town, so he ended up taking the city bus. This man called me fussing, saying, I bought the car for my son, not some grown-ass man. I didn't like my son taking the bus. This is why I got him a car and paying the insurance and the car payments. I hung up on his ass. Am I wrong for letting my current husband use my son's car? Queen Jern, react.
You not wrong for letting your current husband use the car. You wrong for being trifling and sorry that you fell asleep on your kid. Like, as long as he got home, it really didn't matter. But you created some drama by falling asleep and having him call his daddy. Like, you already knew you was doing too much, first of all, by letting a nigga drive the car.
So start right there. So he can't drive the car at all?
I mean, I would hope he would have had his own car. So the fact that he don't have a car, he should have been driving the Altima.
She needed Altima.
It's just the principle of it. If your ex-husband or a child's father purchased your son a car, you and your son could probably drive the car, but your nigga, I don't care if he your husband or not. If the nigga ain't got no car, he ain't driving a car.
Yeah, wilding. That shit for my kid.
So Debbie, how you feel about that?
Don't touch my son's shit. That go for his mama too. I'm serious, dog.
Well, I'm driving like that shit.
Y'all some cold motherfuckers.
Nah, I'm like that in real life with my kids, what shit is now. Like, that's they shit. And a lot of times, man, some parents be doing that owner, you take that ownership shit too far. Yeah, that's your child, but if I spent my money for my kid to make sure he gets to go and shit he needs to do, like, yeah, I don't really have no say-so on that man's car, dog. That's just how I feel if I'm paying for it.
Mm. Damn, so daddy wasn't supposed to get to work that day, or?
But see, this is the thing.
But daddy should have had
daddy
a car.
Daddy ain't had no car, so daddy ain't going to work no way.
They ain't got no bus.
That's what I'm saying. The son riding the bus. The daddy should have been riding the goddamn bus.
What if the bus don't go to my job?
Why he couldn't get dropped off at work?
Exactly. Why he couldn't catch an Uber?
If you had to do running that day, part of your running was dropping me off at work.
Pretty much.
Like a motherfucker.
I mean, it's all kind of ways around this, and the thing is, it's already a situation.
Why he didn't call his mama?
Thank you. Somebody, mama. Because it's just stupid because of the simple fact of the matter that you did not even, like, what the fuck you doing all day till what the time the boy get out of practice, your ass sleep? What the fuck is you doing?
She was retired from ripping and running all day.
Okay, well, she should
mother's work is never done.
It's never done.
Think about
it. But I set my damn alarm clock. I bet your ass will get up.
She out there. She had to clean the house, cook, get kids off to school, all that. And then she had to come home. She just overslept. She was tired from just being a mother. I mean, good gracious, that is a hard job.
And now you're being facetious. But at the same damn time, what I'm saying is, if I got a child that is not in my house and I knew that I was supposed to be picking him up, I would have set an alarm. And therefore, I would have gotten
tired from working so hard. She was on her hands and knees scrubbing the tiles.
And was not.
And I mean, all that. I mean, she was working hard that day. I mean, she didn't watch no stories, Price is Right, nothing. She was working hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was she driving an Altima.
She made a homemade pie. I mean, it was sitting in the window and she just fell asleep, just being just tired. She had flour. She still had an apron on when she went to sleep. Yeah.
Whatever.
Now, I'm not about to play with you, Jerry.
Yeah, man. So let us know who was wrong. Was mama wrong for letting dad drive the car, or was dad wrong for tripping about his husband-in-law driving? You know, he getting to work providing for the family, man.
He can't provide for nobody if he ain't got no car.
He can provide just without a car. I don't have a car right now.
Because you had an accident.
Yes, baby dad had an accident.
Okay.
You know what I'm
maybe
saying?
Dad had an accident, but y'all need to figure that shit out. Why? Because that's they got y'all Uber, problem. Dog.
At the end of the day, it's Uber, bro.
Man, like, I can't pay for Uber every day. That's taking money
out
of
the house. Yeah, that's why not, go ahead.
But don't inconvenience my child, bro. Well, like, that's where I'm coming from.
Well, okay, why the son couldn't drop him off at work?
Somebody could have did something.
Somebody should have dropped him off at work.
Yeah,
somebody should have dropped him off.
The mailman, he could have UPS there. I don't give a shit. Like, just don't fuck over my kid, bro. Like, I take that shit personally.
I mean, especially because you left the boy out there. Somebody should have been responsible enough to pick up the son from the practice. Like, if you can't handle that, that's more of a reason why he needed to drive. The child needed to drive his car, so then he ain't got to worry about y'all trifling ass niggas falling asleep and everything else you're doing.
So then that even make me sound like they probably would have told him why he can't ride back with one of his friends. It's like, that's what my dad got my car for.
Yeah,
exactly.
So nah, man, don't touch my son's shit.
Let's jump into TV talk. DLP, what we do at TV Talk, we talk about the little TV shows that we watch. This week, Slack, all we watched was Power. Do you watch Power, the book 3 of Kanan or whatever it's called?
Man, I think I watched 2 and I ain't been able to catch it.
Oh, man, you might want to mute this then, because we might spoil it for you if you want to keep watching.
I don't care about stuff like that.
Okay, I got you. You ain't one of the people. I got you. Well, this week, we had the shocker in the episode was that Kanan got in a little trouble and the cop played by Omar Epps. Or Mekhi Phifer, which one is it?
Omar Epps.
It's Omar Epps. Okay, that's who it was. You know, he asked Kanan his birthday, and when Kanan gave him his birthday, you know, the cop head went, the wheel started churning, and then come to find out in the end that Kanan is not, his dad is not who his dad was, but that cop possibly is the father. And so now Kanan's mama has an issue on her hands because,
I'm figuring to watch that tonight, bro.
Yeah, so his dad is his father is not the kingpin that everybody thought. You know, he's Harlem, what they call him, Queens royalty or something, Southside royalty. You know, that's the prince of the Southside right there. So now that comes in question. Kanan doesn't know, but I think that's gonna be something that he either holds over the mama head or he's trying to get to Kanan to let him know that his dad ain't his dad. But Kanan ain't trying to hit a shit because he's a cop, you know, saying Kanan ain't gonna talk to the police.
I mean, maybe they now have a out.
Yeah.
They might have a little saving grace because maybe he won't want his son to go down that path or something.
He don't really give a fuck about Kanan. He want the bone marrow.
So and I was just going to say, maybe it's the fuck he want. I need to live. So
yeah, he need to live.
So I got a match.
Exactly. So that was that. Kanan's mom, she's basically playing who Mary J. Blige was in the thing, but she's a better actor than Mary J. Blige. Only thing I hate about it is that New York voice that she got.
It's not good.
It sounds too New York. Like it sounds like an old white woman, like the nanny or something. And I just can't, every time I see her, I'm like, that's a black woman talking like that. That's the only thing I don't like about her part. What else? The uncles.
They
all a mess. Buddy, I guess he's the older brother.
Older brother and the younger brother got to fighting in the
They got to fight in the street. Police came. The police didn't come, did they?
The police came and broke
it. Broke it up. Yeah, that's what it was. That's when he was talking that shit. But yeah, this episode, that was only the high point of it.
You ain't talking about Juke.
Oh, what happened? That's right. Jukebox did get caught.
Yeah, they got caught kissing and grinding on each other.
Her girlfriend, and yeah. And then the mother white
people just was disgusted by
like,
it. Oh,
get out of my house. I know what you're saying. Like Jukebox is raping her daughter. Exactly. Like, no, your daughter is the aggressor, not Jukebox. Like, so, yeah. So, Jukebox, and she was walking home. So, who knows what's happening to Jukebox now?
She losing her mind.
She got that box eight. That's why they call it Jukebox.
No, they did not. They said they could get her to sing anything like she was a jukebox, and they would give her change. Ain't got nothing to do with that. Yeah. But she
boy, you got away with words. I swear to God.
She got that thing juking.
She did. She had that box juking. That's what they got. Jukebox. But yeah, man. So Power, you know what it is. Sunday. I mean, it's coming into its own, man. I'm enjoying it. Seeing the way the story play out.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know why he started this one before he got us with the Tyreek story, and then they brought out the 50 story. So next probably gonna be Tommy, you know what I'm saying? And so I don't know how these worlds collide, because they call it the Power Universe now. And so, you know, so I guess all these stories, I guess it comes together for Power, but we're gonna see how we got to where we was with Ghost and all that. So
as long as I get to see Ghost again,
nah, man, no more Ghost. Ghost is gone, man. No more Ghost. He's done.
But they gotta show his story.
His story was Ghost. The Power.
They ain't show him being no kid and all that.
I hope they don't, man. I'm a love. But that means he ain't gonna be on it, man.
Well,
yeah.
They gonna get to show him when he get to be a grown up. They got to get to that.
They already showed the grown up part though, so we don't need to see that. We don't need to see a prequel for Ghost. Ghost was a piece of shit, and he is where he needs to be, and that's dead.
Okay. Niggas feel threatened.
Niggas, nah, I ain't threatened the nigga. I ain't worried about that nigga. He like white women. He ain't your type. Yeah.
Moving right along. Yeah, next on the docket. Right,
next on the docket. Check out that show Outer Banks on Netflix. It's pretty good. If you like a little Hardy Boy type mystery type show, it hits all the. You got drugs. You got scandal. You got, you know, sexual scenes. Maybe you got, you know, all it hit all the points. It's worth watching. So check out Outer Banks on Netflix. It's two seasons of it.
I enjoyed what I saw.
Yeah. It's pretty damn good. Yeah, man. So, well, DLP, I see you got to go, DLP. I want to thank you for coming out. You want to say goodbye to the people, man. I know you got other shows to do, man. But thank you for coming by and kicking it with us for this hour, man. We appreciate it.
For sure, for sure. I appreciate everybody else. Thank y'all for having me on here. You know, it's family at this point. Nice to finally voicefully meet you. I always love you.
Likewise.
I love your energy on here. You keep my boy on his toes.
Hey, boy, I appreciate that, man.
Nah, well, I appreciate y'all though, man.
Thank you for stopping by, man. And hey, look, hey, I know the number's going up this week. We got DLP on the show.
All right.
So I can see it now. At least when I put that story up, when DLP put his story up, we're gonna have I can't wait to see the numbers, man. But thank you for coming by, DLP. Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. Thank you for coming by, man. I know you got things to do, and we'll let you go, brother.
All right, man.
All right,
take
man.
Care.
Yeah. It's that time of the show. Queen Germ's favorite time of the show, I meant to say. And that's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is with me and Queen Germ, who are not classically trained actors. We act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes I just make them up. Before we go into this, let me know. Like I said, we're not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We don't even have SAG cards, but every week we come here and do this for y'all. And this week is no different, and the situation is this. Wife confronts husband about OnlyFans charge on the monthly statement. Queen Jern, are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready. Action.
Hey, Harold. How you doing today?
Hold up, baby. I'm playing a game. What's up?
I got to talk to you.
Well, baby, I'm playing a game. What's up?
This is what's up. I'm looking at this Capital One bill, and for the last 3 months, you got something on here talking about OnlyFans, $39.99. What the fuck is that? OnlyFans. Who are they?
I don't know nothing about that. What are you talking about?
No.
Can this wait till I get through the game?
It cannot. I'm about to snatch all this shit out the wall.
I mean, I Googled
what is OnlyFans.
Okay.
Them people on there is half naked.
What, I mean, but why are you coming to me?
Nigga.
How you know it ain't you?
Nigga, I know I don't look at naked folks.
I don't know.
If I want to see naked people, I look at us. Hey, I don't need to go to no
I mean, but how you know
online it's me, service?
I mean, I ain't the only one in his house. Hey, you might want to check your son. You got three of them.
Okay. But ain't none of them. But ain't none of them got access to my card.
Hey, you don't know. It might be tied to something they got already. They use your card for all kinds of stuff.
See, you finna piss me the fuck off.
Just wait till I finish the game.
Nigga. What I said was, this here is still
up, man.
Nigga, I'm gonna go back inside your head now. You playing
okay,
with me?
Look. I done died. Okay, now.
And you finna die, motherfucker, again.
39. I would never pay $39.99 for OnlyFans. That's too much. Now,
okay, well, you should be paying nothing.
$12.99, you might have got me, but $39.99, that's not me.
Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you what.
Did you look and see what I'm kind tell, of OnlyFans tell, it was?
I don't even go into all of those details. You tell me what it say. This is the Capital One bill.
I mean, it say OnlyFans $39.99.
Okay,
I
so you see it. Therefore, I need to know what's up.
I mean, I don't know nothing about it. That's all I'm
okay,
saying.
Okay, so you going to stick with that story.
I don't know nothing about it is what I'm saying. That's not me. I wouldn't pay for OnlyFans that high because I know the ones that high, they don't be doing nothing okay, on it.
First of all, you shouldn't be paying for OnlyFans.
I don't pay for them at all.
I should be your OnlyFans. You should be my OnlyFans. So therefore, if you paying anybody $39.99, it ought to be me.
I'm just saying, that's why I'm not doing it because that's too much for me to be paying for OnlyFans. I mean, my range would be $5 to $12.
I don't even want
to
know what the fuck your range is, cause my range is finna be on your damn face.
I mean, you ain't gotta get violent.
Oh, I'm going to.
You need to go talk to your sons, cause that ain't me. I bet you look up that girl.
It's probably multiple ones. It's probably you, them, and somebody else.
No, you know what? I think I might know where that came from.
Okay, now you know.
One night I was online, and I think I might have hit the button a couple times, and that's why it's $39.99. Cause I just did the math in my head.
Oh.
$12.99 plus $10.99 is what? $22.99?
Yeah, so come on. You need a whole nother $17.
Yeah, and then so, you know, I'm doing the math. So I might have hit the button by accident, and I thought I canceled it, but apparently I didn't. So
okay, I'm going to cancel you.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all.
Get on my motherfucking nerve.
Queen Jerry, why you be getting mad when we be doing a Bad Black Cinema? This shit
because
is a,
you stupid
it's a hypothetical. You be But I guess it makes it work. You be getting angry like you really seen that on the account for real. But honestly, I would never do a $39.99 OnlyFans because you don't get to see nothing on it.
And that's why we never gonna have a joint account.
The ones that do, cause you be on the motherfuckers.
With the bullshit.
Yeah. Speaking of bullshit, it's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. And the gimmick is this. We're going to read some rap lyrics, but we're going to do it in our professional voice, our proper voice, our office voice. And that's just to give it a little kick. Most of the time, the lyrics are ignorant, and this week ain't no different. Queen Germ turn, so y'all hold on to your seats. Are you ready, Queen Germ?
I think so.
Here we go. Let's read.
See, in these streets, anything goes. My cousin in the pen, hitting that iron, getting swole. Sent me a letter, said, Pete, get your paper. Don't trust these hoes. These niggas, they'll take you. Hustling is a habit. Young bread, cabbage, popcorn and grits, nigga trying to get a rabbit. What about a nice stallion to slide in? 20-inch bowls and some candy painted to ride in. Niggas flip change in the game cause we soldiers. Eyes hella red cause a nigga blowing doja. Tie the black shoestrings tight on the Reeboks. Grab your ski mask, DKNY. I mean a plastic Glock. Hoes bounce that ass. Niggas get dealt with. Keep your enemy tight. Nigga, never think quick. Pour out some liquor to the homies I owe. RIP to every fucking rapper that is gone. Nigga, if you bout it, scream and shout it. It ain't where you from. Every nigga get rowdy. Game get real. Nigga guard your grill. Cause in the fucking ghetto, you could lose your life for a dollar bill.
Now, the only thing that messed up in that wasn't your fault. It's cause they got the lyrics wrong. He said, hustling is a habit. Corn bread and cabbage. So the person that did these lyrics said, young bread and cabbage.
Because I was wondering why that sounds weird.
Because I was reading it, I was looking like, that ain't what he said.
And I'm reading what's on the paper because y'all know I be ad-libbing. Yeah. So I was trying to stick with the paper.
So the person that wrote these lyrics is wrong. I need to go on Genius and say, hey, who's this young fucker you got writing this shit? Because this is terrible.
Well, you and y'all can't make a correction to them things.
I think you can, but I don't have time to do that. That's not my job.
If you got time to correct the nigga, you got time to correct the dog.
I mean, that ain't my job.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, man. So Next week, it'll be my turn. I hope y'all enjoying this because I enjoy it every week. And we listen to it on the replay. That shit is even hilarious, especially because you be like, what is these niggas talking about?
And
like,
then you get it. At the
you
end.
See, no, I'm talking about the rappers. What is these niggas talking about?
Like, y'all never know what they're talking about.
Y'all just be making up shit. Well, it's HBCU confession time. HBCU confessions. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets and rub them on Queen Germ. And this one goes a little something like this. My girl's pussy was just hitting different one night. She was riding, and after I nutted, she kept riding until I nutted her in her again. I started crying because it was so good, and now I'm embarrassed. Anyone else cry during sex? Alcorn. Queen Germ, react.
Well, I have. Dang. I mean, it don't happen on a regular basis, but...
Why did you cry after sex?
I mean, it would be like, it's not like I'm boo-hoo crying. It's like tears of joy, excitement. I mean, I just feel like shit flowing from everywhere. I might be damn slobbing, tears rolling down my eyes. I can't even catch this shit. So, you know what I'm saying? It happens sometimes. Ain't nothing to be embarrassed about.
If you a dude, it is.
No, it ain't. That yes, shit, it is. Y'all just that was talking just, about niggas girl, with feelings. Now girl. Niggas can't fucking come and yeah, cry man, at the same time.
Gone. Feelings gone now. We about to be here. Nah. You can't have feelings. You cannot cry
yes, you can.
From having sex.
Yes, you can. Hell if that shit nah. is so enjoyable, you can cry, nigga. Nah. That shit is amazing. That mean that everything was, everything, like the man said, that thing was special.
Hey, if you a nigga and you cried after sex, you ain't no nigga no more.
Yes, you are.
I'm just letting you know.
You a nigga to me. No. I'm a love on you even harder. I want to see that
cry.
Shit happen again.
Like, stop.
I mean, the nigga ain't boo-hoo crying like he jerking and shoulders shaking and shit.
Like, but,
that ain't what he doing. Hey, the nigga said hey. He cried. It ain't like he was snotty and all that kind of stuff. Hey. He just had a little tear trickling down the face, child. That's all it was.
I would be embarrassed too, my G.
Don't be embarrassed. It's wow. all right. Thugs cry too.
Hey, yeah, death and birth, yeah, but not after nothing twice. Oh man.
That was good. It was amazing.
She was awesome.
I'm for it.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
Snatched his soul.
That's
she own. She own you now, nigga.
And it'll happen again to somebody else, child. It ain't
you
even.
Better not. You better not cry no more. Keep it 100, time, Queen Germ. Do you have a keep it 100?
Yes, my keep it 100 this week is to help y'all. Some of y'all promoting the vaccine. I need y'all to understand. The word is vaccination. I don't even talk that well, but. I'm not understanding how y'all want somebody to get something that y'all can't even pronounce.
100.
Like, that whole VASA is just too much. Like, you're doing too much. Pronounce the word correctly or don't, because it's just like you can't promote something that you can't really say. Like, I've heard so many people, y'all need to get y'all vaccination. Like, it's a word called Vaseline. It's a word called vaccination. It's a word called vaccine. But when y'all start mixing and merging stuff together, it don't go together. So for some of y'all who know that y'all ain't saying that shit right, just slow it down a little bit and maybe you'll say it. But that's not the word. So make sure you pronounce these things correctly if you want to be taken seriously.
Wow. Well, my keeping 100 go a little something like this, man. Have you ever sat back and thought about the collected trauma of COVID?
100.
And what I mean by that is this has affected everyone. In some shape, form, or fashion. Some people have experienced the ultimate, you know, some people have lost multiple people close to them doing this. And I mean, we were locked down. I mean, a lot has went on in this past
couldn't
year.
Couldn't have proper funerals for some of these
yeah,
people.
Yeah, you couldn't give proper burials and you couldn't see people that you normally see. And it's been a lot of trauma that has been dealt around to everyone. And I want everyone to be mindful of that trauma, okay? So before you know, go hard on a person for whatever reason, think about what they, you know, they might've just had a rough year or whatever like that. And be more a little mindful about the situation. That's all I'm saying, because everyone's been affected and everyone suffered in one way or another. So be mindful of your fellow man. That's all I got for my keeping 100.
Okay.
Winner or loser time, Queen Germ, do you have a winner or a loser?
Yes, I have a winner, and this week my winner is going to be Gabrielle Union.
Winner!
She was seen dancing on her yacht in a bikini, doing a little workout, shaking up stuff. You know, everybody needs a little motivation sometimes. I mean, good to have some fun, things to aspire to. I don't really care about being skinny ever again. I don't think I ever really was. But, you know, it's just good to know that at 48, she's still in shape. She's still looking good, living her best life, turning up. So just a good, positive moment per se. So Gabrielle Union, she gets to be my winner.
Gabrielle Union Wade.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay. But then again, she is her own entity. So her belonging to or being in a relationship with him
has nothing. That man saved her life. She would have been out here bumming if it weren't for him.
That's what you think?
No, that's what I know.
Okay, but let me say that she is my winner. So
make sure you know, Wade on the end.
You know who she is.
Yeah.
Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, my boy. My winner is Mr. Don Gorski.
Winner.
Who is Don Gorski? He is a guy that has a Guinness Book of World Records for eating over 32,000 Big Macs.
That ain't winning.
This man eats Big Macs every day. He eats at least two a day. You know what I'm saying? He said he's been eating Big Macs since 1970. He ate his first Big Mac in 1972. May 17th, 1972 was the day he got his first car. He drove to McDonald's. He ordered three Big Macs, went out in the car and ate them. And I said right there, I'm going to probably eat these the rest of my life. And I threw the cartons in the back seat and started counting them day one. So
sad. That's disgusting.
He reveals his boxes where he stores the cartons, every single Big Mac he's ever eaten, and the pouches where he saves every receipt, all meticulously organized and sorted by the year. He also keeps a running count on the calendar, dating all the way back to his first Big Mac on May 17th. I can tell you which Big Macs I ate on which day.
He ain't getting no pussy.
He's married. I'm glad you said that. He has a wife named Mary. She said he did not tell her about the Big Mac obsession when we first met. I didn't realize it would go on forever. You know what I'm saying? And so she said, the guy who owns Don Local McDonald's, he has one of the most interesting stories to tell. Not only has Gorski eaten a Big Mac every day since 1972, but apparently he gets pretty much all of them from one restaurant. So Don comes into the restaurant quite often. He said, since 1972, he used to come in once a day and order two Big Macs. Since he's been retired, he figured out he was spending more on gas than he was on sandwiches. So now he picks up six at a time and eight at a time, Mondays and Thursdays. So they get to go twice a week now. So I want to know, my guy, I was with you when you was eating them, you know what I'm saying, two a day. But when you getting six or eight and you take them home and you warming the motherfuckers up like I seen on that damn thing, nah, I can't be with you on that. Because a Big Mac don't taste the same warmed up. Matter, like, no burger tastes the same warmed up. So my guy,
You even need to ask him more questions, because like I said, he would marry. Mary probably have, if they're having sex, they're having some boring ass sex. I can tell you that now. Because if I'm with a nigga.
He thinking about a Big Mac while he fucking
him. Thank you.
He said people send him all kind of McDonald's merchandise. He got all kind of McDonald's shit around his house.
And that's not the man for me.
Why not?
That's not the man for me. Like, nigga, you.
He can afford to eat Big Macs every day. He's okay. He got it.
He can have it all he want, but that shit is nasty. Because you smell like a damn McDonald's if you eating that shit every damn day. That shit ain't sexy.
He said it's the greatest burger alive.
And it's not. And I know he should not even believe that statement if the man has been eating the burger since the 70s. Because 72. That shit don't taste like what it tastes like when we were kids. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. That meat ain't the same meat we was eating in the 80s. Hey,
Don said, listen, he done ate so many, 32,000 Big Macs. And he got all the boxes. You should have seen his house.
And that's disgusting. Another reason why. You know that he's crazy.
Different kinds of boxes that have changed over the years.
Exactly. Crazy.
Hey, man.
Crazy. He ain't fucking. He just with the lady.
Hey.
He ain't with the lady.
If she dressed up like a Big Mac, he'll fuck the shit out of it. She put some Big Mac sauce on that pussy. It's getting ate.
That's all it's going to be. It's going to be eating.
Slurping that motherfucker. He drizzled them onions on her ass or whatever like that. Hey, he make a Big Mac on her motherfucking ass. He fucking the shit out of her. If she smart, Mary, you better get some Big Mac sauce and smear it all over that motherfucking body. Donna, eat you all up.
I'm done.
So he's my winner.
Yeah, he is not.
Shout out to Don. Got any losers, Queen Jern?
Yeah, it's probably thousands, millions. And millions that I'm going to say are losers right now.
Loser.
I mean, public schools all over this nation, they don't have no protocols. Like at this point, I've talked to so many educators in different cities and counties or what have you, and everybody's doing something different. Like you got handfuls of people are getting quarantined. How the fuck is you saying that the teacher has COVID, but you gonna bring a sub in that same room tomorrow to teach the kids that you claim weren't by the kids. So only thing you looking at is the three desks. So Johnny got COVID. So the nigga behind him.
Johnny didn't move none that day.
Exactly. That's the part that I'm trying to get to.
Johnny sat down. And the two churn next to Johnny. Long.
Johnny ain't go to the bathroom. Johnny ain't get no lunch. Johnny ain't go to the bus.
Johnny didn't walk to the classroom. Johnny just teleported into his seat and he didn't move all day long.
Yeah. So this is what we want to believe about the 7.5 hours that Johnny was in this doggone school.
Didn't go to the bathroom. None of that.
So therefore, y'all don't want to say the other 22 kids going home. You only say three, and then Johnny. So that's four. So everybody else is supposed to report to school. The teacher has COVID. So then now we gotta say. So the teacher ain't talking to nobody.
We got that company to come in and spray everything.
They ain't even gonna come and spray because the people ain't the churn coming back tomorrow.
But they spraying tonight and it'll be okay.
It'll be good tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be good for the kids coming.
Like I said, everybody got different protocol. Nobody's reporting these numbers. They still got these kids coming in here. Y'all got a quarantine room with people in it that y'all know got COVID. Mm. So y'all just housing these kids till their parents can come pick them up later on in the day. Mm. It's a shit show. It is a shit show.
Shit show.
I mean, I'm just like, at this point, we don't know what we're going to get. And then the universities in this city about to start school next week. So it's really going to get interesting.
Shit show. Get ready, people. Hold on to your fucking seats.
These I'm kids telling you, they're going to be back home. Labor Day. Yeah, they're not.
They're going home for Labor Day. They're going to be like,
stay home.
We're going to try a couple weeks and then, it's about to go down.
Yeah. I mean, they at least need to have a modified schedule because if they got Group A coming on Mondays and Tuesdays, they online Wednesdays and Thursdays. Everybody online on Fridays. Got another set coming in Wednesday, Thursday.
That's too much. Niggas gonna be on the wrong days and shit.
Dang, you're always come on Monday, Tuesday. You don't never come no other day.
No.
Your mama need to know the days of the week now. That's the least y'all could do. I mean, the people got to come up with something better than this because you're not cleaning the rooms. You have all kinds of strange things happening. Kids are getting sick. Grown people are getting sick. People are being hospitalized. It's a never-ending cycle. And if you just rotate in the room and saying, oh, we're going to get a substitute teacher who don't even have benefits to come in this toxic work environment.
I told you, they got the company come in and spray the little juice.
Them people ain't coming in there.
Spray their little stuff over it.
Like I said, and then you're going to have, it's going to be a whole outbreak.
I see a whole lot of businesses open up with when they got their little PPP money. They had the little, we disinfect your business every day. Y'all ain't spraying nothing but goddamn hot water in this shit.
Thank you.
Nigga, this ain't nothing. Shit.
Y'all ain't even got lights off.
Look, these niggas ain't went away now. Where y'all at now? Like, but anyway.
Business is down.
Yeah. Well, my loser is a guy in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Authorities say they found a bag of marijuana on a man as they searched him in court not long after he pleaded guilty to simple possession of marijuana.
Loser.
The Times and Democrat of Orangeburg reports that 24-year-old Javon Graham was in Orangeburg City Court on Tuesday pleading guilty to simple possession of marijuana. A judge ordered him to pay half of his $813 fine or start a possible 70-day sentence. I'm going to jail for 70 days, my guy. Because you ain't got to do but a month. And then you're back on the streets. I ain't paying you niggas shit. So you telling me either pay $800 to do 70 days, and then you give me 2 for 1, so I got to do about 30, might get out in about 25. I'm doing the 25, the 30.
Because that's $800 you can spend on weed.
Exactly. As officers searched him, they found a bag of marijuana, and Graham went to jail on another simple possession charge. Graham had a bond hearing Wednesday. When the judge asked if he had been arrested before, he said same charge. Graham remains behind bars. So, sir, you are my loser for going to court with weed on you. Like, nigga, did you have some jeans that you had on previously?
And forgot the weed
was in there, but no weed head does that unless you just got hella weed. Oh, I left weed in my pocket. Who does that? No. So you're my loser, sir. You're my loser, sir.
So speaking of weed, we're not going to talk about it.
I mean, we'll talk about it on the post show. I'm not going to talk about the main show.
Okay.
That's
fine. I'm done.
Because,
feel how you feel, sir.
Speaking of feeling how I feel, it's time to give your shout outs, Queen Germ. Do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city. My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy. So I write GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, Peppy J from Be More, Steph from Be More, Light Skin Kanye, Dark Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Static, my nigga J Will, RT3, CG24, Texas T. Who else we got? Shout out to Man Cave and DLP. Thanks for coming by, man. Y'all go check his platform out whenever he gets started. Gets back rolling. I ain't say started because it's already started. Shout out to Big Smash, Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game Podcast. Shout out to 12 Kyle, the 12 Kyle Podcast. Shout out to my man Eclectic and the EDP. Shout out to Dr. Brayson, everybody, Dr. Brayson Network. You got Dr. Cam. You got the disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K-Law, the truck driver. Shout out to the Glenn and Her Podcast. Corey Dos Equis in the Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to y'all. Appreciate the shout out on y'all last show, man. Queen Jerm was happy about it. That really made her day because she was like, wow, somebody doesn't think I'm crazy. You know what I'm saying?
But so, y'all got to know I'm not from New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not, but
it's the accent. People hear that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you did say Miss Savannah, but you know.
It's okay. Yeah. But I like it. I appreciate it.
It might be a Savannah in New Orleans. Who knows? It might be a Savannah Street in New Orleans, you know. Shout out to everybody in the Black Pod Squad, man. Shout out to y'all, man. It's the Tackless Know-It-Alls. Like I said, it's who else part of it? Man, everybody's part of it, man. You know who you is. Any more shout outs? Oh, Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Sleazy the Black Farmer. Everybody over that side to fuck with the kid. Shout out to the Cool Out Corner. Shout out to them guys, man. Like I said, they remind me of a young version of me. They fucking crazy. They're fucking crazy. So check them out. Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all. Shout out to y'all, man. Well, another show is in the book, Queen Jerm. Would you like to rate your show?
Okay. So thinking about everything we discussed today, we had a guest, Del P, had some good, interesting conversation. It was my turn to do the reading rap lyrics. I think the whole Bad Black Cinema went over okay, I guess, considering that it's like my least favorite part of the show. I think with Del P, I definitely got to say this show was a 9.
My rating goes a little something like this. I'm gonna give it an 8.21 because the day y'all hear this will be the 20th, but the next day will be Queen Jerm's birthday, which will be the 21st. So I want to give her early happy birthday. Aww. And so that's why I'm giving my show 8.21. And that's it. I'm not even gonna get angry no more. I'm not. I promised myself I was gonna close my eyes.
Ain't nothing to get mad about. What you meditating on, boo?
I'm just meditating, just trying to find my happy space.
Okay. I am your happy place.
Well, it's like we did the ratings, did things, you know, it's time to shut this thing down.
Shut it down.
I just want to thank y'all for listening. Don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe to the Frocast. Don't forget about our voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon. We join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. Got some new shirts coming in the shop. Beezy just sent me a text, I think, about it. Let me read it and make sure. He said
on the air.
Yes, the new shirt, the Frocast World Tour. You know what I'm saying? It's the world famous podcast featuring King Jerm and Queen Jerm, presented by NappyAfro.com. It's coming to a city near you. Maybe. Hopefully. Probably not. But here is a shirt to commemorate the Frocast World Tour. It's available now at store.nappyafro.com. Get the World Tour shirt, people. On behalf of everybody here, this is King Jerm.
And this your girl, Queen Jerm.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com